Magandang gabi, Inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On today's show, we will have a community announcement along with a plethora of news and a diverse taste of music here on the Filipino American National News. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first article of the evening, and this comes from the Pioneer Press. Viking safety Cameron Bynum went to the Philippines for 3 weeks last summer to do relief work. Now he plans to be there even longer. "I'm probably leaving in a week. I'll be there for months," said Bynum, and that he expects to return shortly before spring drills begin in April. Bynum's mother is half Filipino. He traveled to the Philippines with her and other family members last year to help the victims of Typhoon Meggy, which hit the island of Leyte last April. More than 200 people died in the storm, more than 300,000 people were displaced, and more than 11,000 homes were damaged or destroyed. "I'll do a mission trip, really the same stuff I did last off-season," Bynum said. "I'll look to help people that got hit by the typhoon and all the disasters out there. Basically, I'll do everything, whatever way we can help the people." Bynum started all 17 games and played all defensive snaps in 2022. And that is from the PioneerPress.com. In terms of sports this past week here in Minnesota, there were three prominent Filipino-American NBA basketball players that were in the Twin Cities with their respective basketball teams, that being Jordan Clarkson of the Utah Jazz, who 2 years ago was named the NBA's Sixth Man of the Year. Now he's currently a starter on the Utah Jazz. And he made some news as well this week as he made a plea to all the Filipino basketball fans out there to help raise his vote totals for the All-Star Game, which is ironically taking place in Utah on Thursday. The Toronto Raptors were in town, and Ron Harper Jr., whose mother is Filipina and a former Division I basketball player at the University of New Orleans as a point guard, and his father, three-time NBA champion Ron Harper Jr., was in town with the Toronto Raptors. He is on a two-way contract, so part of his time is spent in the G League, and part of his time is spent with the professional team in the NBA, the Raptors, a lot of times depending on injuries or whatnot. So he was there suited for Thursday's game. Unfortunately, did not get into the game. He was already back on the G League team, the 905 Raptors, by Saturday, who actually had a game in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And yesterday, the Minnesota Timberwolves took on the Houston Rockets and took on second-year player, shooting guard Jalen Green of the Houston Rockets. But for right now, we are going to play a song from a group called Orange and Lemons. And the name of this particular song is Pinoy Ako. Bang kagustuhan mo.
basta magpakatotoo.
And that was Orange and Lemons with Pinoy Ako. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Time, 90.3 FM in the Twin Cities, KFAI.org/Filipino American National News. We can also be heard via the KFAI app on Google Play and the Apple Store. And our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. But in regards to community announcements, our community announcement comes from the Phil Minnesotan Association. And on Saturday, the 11th of February, the Phil Minnesotan Association cordially invites you to their presentation, the 44th presentation of Debutantes and Escorts, which will be taking place at the Intercontinental St. Paul Riverfront Hotel at 11 Kellogg Boulevard East in St. Paul. Formal attire is suggested. A cocktail hour begins at 6, and a dinner begins at 7. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Boo Dava at 763-528-5768. One of the highlights of this event is the cotillion dance that has everything from traditional waltz, some maybe salsa, some modern interpretation dance, along with the awarding of scholarships during the evening. This is one of those events where for a lot of the young adults is their first foray into being involved in the Filipino community here in Minnesota. Some people have made lifelong friends. They've met future wives there. Myself met my former co-host of the Filipino American National News, Ramon Hugh, at our first debutantes as escorts, as sophomores in high school. And throughout the years, we wound up doing it two additional times, so a total of 3 times. But in regards to this year's debutantes are Kayla Galani Berklin, Helena Marie DeRozer, Ingrid, Glenna Yeva, Helen, Genevieve Yeva, Selena Jean Garcia Malik, Abby Marie Abrina Malyari, Angeline Ochavilo Nalitan, Veronica Rose Labayan Rosmeyer, Kate Aubrey Kasalangan Sabling, Kendra Aliyah Doug Sapino, Abigail Faith Malyari Baladod, and Hannah Marie Yule. In regards to the escorts, Samuel Nicholas Cayetano, Vincent Martin Labayan Rosmeyer, John Gennaro Luderman, Quinnell William Cooper, Riley Quinto, Archangel West, Edward Conless Cook, Daniel LaSala Lodmeyer, Tristan J. Tolentino, Maximilian Volados Magaling, John Paul Picaldo Wheat, Michael Asenic Habwal Buyakan, and Nikolai Benjamin Fitzgerald. And for those of you that have never experienced the Debutante's Ball, or what the meaning of the Debutante's Ball has meant to various participants through the years, during the COVID years of the Debutante's Ball, the actual Debutante's Ball did not take place, but there was a documentary that was made that you can readily find on YouTube that was produced by FMA, and a film by Keenan Dava, the FMA Debutante's Ball, 43 years of a Filipino Minnesotan coming of age. You can find that on YouTube. But for right now, we're going to head over to our second song of the evening. It is from a group known as Kai, and the name of this track is entitled Say You'll Stay.
True.
And that was Sky with their classic hit, Say You'll Stay. But for right now, we're going to head over back to the news desk. And this comes from the PhilStar. An association of nurses called on the International Labor Organization high-level tripartite mission to the Philippines to examine the violations of nursing workforce standards in the countries, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. In a statement, the Filipino Nurses United stressed the labor standards on work hours, nurse-to-patient ratio, and the security of tenure are basic nurses' rights and have been violated. The FNU said the understaffing in healthcare facilities forced nurses to handle 20 to 50 patients per shift and work up to 16 hours without overtime pay. The nurse-to-patient ratio set by the Department of Health is 1 nurse to 12 patients per duty in the general ward. Nurses in a private hospital reportedly get paid around 12,000 pesos a month, while those employed in government-run institutions are entitled to salary grade 15 or just above 35,000 pesos. Pay is generally much lower in areas outside of Metro Manila. According to the group, around 36,000 government nurses, contractual workers who are prevented from voicing out their grievances and opt not to join associations or unions for fear of not being terminated or not being rehired. It noted that around 10,000 DOH nurses will be losing their jobs. During the height of the pandemic, nurses have faced great risk in nursing functions as they perform with inadequate protection, excessive work hours due to understaffing, and further exploited with no leave or lack of benefits in spite of getting sick and exposed to COVID-19 in performance of duty, FNU said. This sad plight has led to a massive migration of nurses to other countries, which offer better pay and work conditions, he added. To try to keep the healthcare workers at home, the DOH proposed to standardize the salaries of medical professionals in public and private facilities and improve their benefits. The FNU also sought support of the ILO in its work of organizing nurses and advocating for their rights, citing the vilification campaign against the association. The ILO HLTM takes place from January 23 to the 26th. And we do have time for one other article for the evening. And this article comes from Yahoo News. In case you were wondering just how many massive economic inequalities the Philippines is, here's a stat. The 9 richest billionaires in the Philippines have more wealth than half the entire country's population, or 55 million Filipinos, Oxfam International said in its latest Survival of the Richest report. The report said that the Philippines, the poor, aren't able to recover from the lingering effects of the COVID-19 pandemic and the high prices of goods, such as red onions. Inequality experiences in the Philippines is starker, with the 9 richest Filipinos having more wealth than the bottom half of the 55 million of the population's, Oxfam Filipinas Executive Director Eric Geronimo said, citing the data from Oxfam and the Forbes Billionaire List. The Forbes Richest 2022 documented the following names. Size siblings, net worth, $12.6 billion. Manuel Villar, net worth, $7.8 billion. Enrique Rozon Jr., $5.6 billion. Lance Kakawi and siblings, net worth, $3.1 billion. The Abotitz family, net worth, $2.9 billion. Isidoro Consuji and family, $2.9 billion. Tony Tan Katitong and family, $2.6 billion. Jamie Zobel de Ayala and family, $2.55 million. And Ramon Ang, $2.45 billion. It's quite disheartening to see how many are dying due to the lack of health care or are experiencing hunger amid high costs of food, while the rich increased their wealth during the pandemic. Geronimo argued that the disparity should serve as proof that the rich should be taxed more. The country could raise about $3.8 billion annually if a wealth tax is imposed on the millionaires, a figure that could be enough to increase the country's health budget by two-fifths, she said. And that is it from the news desk. Just a reminder, you are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, and around the world at KFAI.org. Right now, we're going to end the show with potentially two tracks. One is from a group named Metaphor with a song entitled Friend of Mine, and then a song by Kim Del Fierro featuring Bolo entitled DJ Song. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Thank you. camera looks fine tonight. Girl, you hella tight. Let the music get you high tonight. Speakers rattling, cage girls battling. All the estrogen starts the adrenaline. We get them chills when the DJ cuts it up. The crowd reacts with them uhs and hands go up. The club's packed and I'm feeling like a sardine. Grab your girl, cause I'm ready for that tag team. These girls gon' get low. Make it drop, make it pop, make it dance just for Bolo. Sweat dripping, perspiration. I need a drink for the buzz that I'm chasing. So grab my hand and follow me. It's to the back, VIP, everybody getting tipsy.